Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
All right, the impact of COVID-19 on businesses was discussed extensively at the recently concluded Hybrid AmChamps of Asia Pacific Business Summit 2021.
At the summit, Asia Pacific's diversity and its ability to adapt and innovate in response to challenges were highlighted as a key strength as businesses gear up for a post-pandemic world.
Yeah, the region's ability to transform its workforce, focus on technology and innovation, and sustainability practices were cited as critical to recovery.
Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Mr. Heng Swee Keat opened the summit by underscoring the importance of policy in shaping the region's business landscape.
So what are the key takeaways of this year's summit, plus the relationship between U.S. businesses and Singapore continuing to thrive in a post-COVID world? How's that likely? Let's find out more from Sien Sien Lei, Chief Executive Officer, AmCham Singapore. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure, it really is. Now, AmCham Singapore recently hosted the AmChams of Asia Pacific Business Summit 2021. Very exciting. But how was this year's event different from previous ones?
Wow, well, you said it. Because of COVID-19, we actually had to postpone it from last year, which in some ways bought us a little time to rethink our approach, which of course involved having this hybrid approach. So over the course of 3 days in the mornings, we had a global audience and global speakers, which only really a hybrid event can do, because in previous years, it was in person in the host country, and typically about 80% of attendees would be from the host country because it's in person. Hybrid, we could have global attendance. It was so amazing. And then in the afternoon, because of our close partnership with Singapore Tourism Board, we did receive permission to hold our sectoral and functional committee meetings in the afternoon for the first 2 days in person at Marina Bay Sands.
So this year's theme was transformation, covering leadership, digital government and policy, and human capital transformation. And you said you have a global audience, global speakers. Do you see a difference in terms of the approach to transformation, just broadly put, across the different countries?
Well, I think that when it comes to transformation, each country, of course, has different priorities. But given that COVID-19 came and really brought us together globally, in some ways, transformation was the only thing that we could have had, because everything has transformed. Everything from what it's like to be living day to day at home, working from home, and then going back to the office. And so this idea that transformation, the agility, flexibility, creativity, innovation, and optimism, those are all things that are common across all countries. And those are what we were trying to communicate during the summit.
So one of the big issues that people have been very concerned about outside of America who might want to invest is, of course, what it's going to be like under a new Biden administration. We know that it was a bit of a roller coaster ride under President Trump. But how is this relationship for the U.S. in Asia evolving under a Biden administration? At least, what are your expectations?
That's right. So with any new U.S. administration, there's bound to be changes, no matter who the president happens to be. And so we are looking forward to cooperating and collaborating with the new U.S. administration very closely. And President Biden made a speech to the State Department staff last month that gave us a signal of how we are meant to work together with the rest of the world. And this is U.S. with the rest of the world. President Biden's 2021 trade agenda focused on fair international trading system that promotes inclusive economic growth and also reflects America's universal values. And that's what we do here in Singapore as well. As a representative of American businesses here in Singapore, AmCham consistently communicates the commitments that U.S. businesses have to Singapore, whether it's around growth, business sustainability, stability and growth, innovation and R&D and careers.
It's interesting you bring that up, because it sort of sets the expectation of the role that Singapore can play in all of this. And I say that because our Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat said at the summit that businesses can serve as a bridge between countries. Could you tell us your take on this?
We absolutely believe it, and we really are committed to it. As a representative of American businesses, that's the role we see ourselves playing in Singapore as well. It's really trying to help to spread the good things that American businesses do in terms of CSR, corporate social responsibility, but also in terms of innovation. You know, the U.S. is known for supporting free trade, investment, and leadership. And we know that Minister Chan Chun-sing as well, who spoke at our summit, he focused on the idea that we can also support Singapore in developing areas like precision engineering, biotechnology, info communications, all of the climate change focus that we've got to start to think about. And this idea of free and open, the rule of law, freedom of navigation, and free enterprise, those are all things that U.S. businesses support. And so when Minister Chan Chun-sing and DPM speak, we support this idea that Singapore is an international business hub. It's attractive to foreign talent that can support the growth of Singapore, and that during this time that Singapore maintains an open stance, right, generating intellectual capital, helping to support the development of talent in Singapore, and mobilizing capital so that we can continue to drive forth the economy, even during the recovery of COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up the recovery, because as upbeat and as exciting as all of that sounds, we do face a few challenges. In fact, DPM Heng set out three challenges that businesses will face operating in the APAC region. So one of them, of course, was uncertainty about the shape of the COVID-19 trajectory and what a recovery might look like. Growing US-China strategic competition was another one, and rising levels of global debt. I mean, on all of these issues, how do you sort of mitigate against the challenges, but also what's the role of AmCham Singapore? What can you do?
Well, there's always going to be challenges no matter what time in history we're at. And I think what we know is that the human race globally, across countries, we're incredibly resilient. And so if we continue to focus on mitigating risk, but also thinking about where we can grow. And here in Singapore, we know that there is great strength in looking at the digital economy. And our members at the summit also spoke a great deal of what it's going to take to facilitate the strong growth of a digital economy, whether it's artificial intelligence, e-commerce, cybersecurity. And so AmCham is really focused on helping our member companies be proactive, supporting them in thinking through the practical approach to growing in Singapore and in the region, also investing. And of course, as always, we're open to supporting Singapore and other areas of the region through public-private partnerships.
Okay, yeah, and that's one of the things that Deputy Prime Minister Heng talked about, urging businesses to take that long-term view of the region's growth prospects and continue to invest in emerging opportunities. Is there any more value, though, that Singapore can add when it comes to, you know, these emerging opportunities?
Definitely. Singapore right now, when I speak to my friends and colleagues in the U.S., is in a really unique place in history, being a place where COVID-19 has been managed very well, being a place where businesses have been supported. Now, if I share with you some of the sneak peek from one of our surveys that we recently did, looking at the business outlook perspective from our members, we know that our companies here in Singapore are really appreciative of the support measures that were rolled out during COVID-19, much of which hasn't been seen elsewhere in the world. And so this idea that we're in an ecosystem that is supportive of people, that's supportive of businesses, it's a very unique situation right now in Singapore. And our member companies and those of us living here are really, truly appreciative of being here.
And on the flip side, I'm quite curious whether AmCham has been approached by more U.S. businesses that are keen to invest in opportunity here.
Well, that's a great question. I really appreciate that question because, of course, we would welcome all companies to join our community. We're an inclusive community. Not only do we have American businesses who are members, we have members who are interested in doing business with the U.S. business community or expanding into the U.S. market. We have seen a slight uptick from American companies looking to set up in the region, and our role is to help them access the network of supporters, whether it be third-party vendors who can support their business operations or connecting with the Singapore government to have the right conversations to support their growth. And of course, our colleagues, our friends at the U.S. Embassy, the Commercial Service, who do a great job. We see potential this year, even though it's going to be difficult. We know that companies will find Singapore an attractive place to invest and grow.
We've got the World Economic Forum happening here in Singapore in August. And we know that that's on the back of the way we've handled COVID-19. Are businesses putting that as one of the top reasons to come here in Singapore, you know, to touch base, get that network going and eventually set up shop?
Absolutely. We're so excited that World Economic Forum is coming. And I just recently spoke with the team at EDB who said that they've received so many requests from companies and individuals looking to be a part of WEF. It's something that is a signal to the rest of the world that Singapore is ready to conduct business, is ready to be able to hold these convening events in a safe and sensible manner. And that's the reason why AmCham has been so fortunate as well to be able to hold events for our members in person finally, because most of us are pretty darn tired of staring at the screen.
Yeah, this is so true. But look, we have had so many exciting headlines in the last few days about potential travel and IATA giving signals of, you know, second half of the year travel. Do you have any big plans at AmCham? I mean, how are you managing expectations for the year ahead?
Well, we're very confident that Singapore will manage the vaccine distribution process very well. I think that's what most of us are waiting for, is to be able to receive vaccines, but also in order to see how that might change the travel, you know, prospects. Many of our members, of course, are at regional headquarters. They do rely on travel to the local markets in order to sustain business relationships, build up their teams. And so we are certainly looking forward to a revision of possibly the quarantine requirements. But at the same time, as a public health scientist, that is my side gig over at the NUS School of Public Health as an adjunct professor there, I need to mention that we cannot only take care of ourselves when it comes to vaccinations. We need to very much think about the emerging markets that surround us and ensure that they too have access to vaccines. And that's what COVAX, that Singapore has contributed to and U.S. has contributed to, is looking to make sure that the world is taken care of and not just select countries with the privilege of having access to vaccines.
It really echoes what our Prime Minister said about how, you know, we have to benefit from globalization. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to do their part. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us. We've been speaking with Sin Sen Lei, who is Chief Executive Officer at AmCham Singapore. Thank you again for your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Same to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.